talking about Rag Bri, of course, this week on Wednesday. And we just wanted to sit down and chat with you guys a little bit about how things look on the EMS side of things. I know that there's obviously a lot of planning, and with the amount of congestion that will especially be in the downtown area, and with the way that the route is set up kind of weaving through town, you guys, I imagine, have had to make some different plans in order to make sure that you're able to access different areas of town in a orderly fashion that you might not be able to otherwise. Can you explain what kind of plans have been made with Rag Bri coming in on Wednesday and then leaving Thursday?
Yeah, absolutely. The nice thing about our department is we have some depth in our department, and Greg, Deputy Chief Higginbotham, is the EMS chair for the Rag Bri Committee here in Knoxville. So the way the EMS has been set up, we'll let Greg go ahead and tell you exactly how he's gone through and done that. But just to let everyone know that he has done a wonderful job setting this up, and it should go off without a hitch. So,
all right, Greg.
Well, just kind of let you know what we've done in preparation. As far as the department alone, we are staffing 3 ambulances. So we're going to have one staffed on the north side of town by the Rag Bri route as it comes into town. We're going to have one staffed here at the station. We'll have one staffed out by the first aid tent. The one here at the station, we plan on still serving the city as normal. The other two are obviously for the influx of people. We figure the mass amount of people are going through the north side and then out at the campground, so that's why they're stationed out there. And they're going to be there for 24 hours, actually longer than that, closer to 36, because we've got the next day where they get up and leave too, so we'll be staffed for that too. We've also got a bike patrol, so we'll have 2 paramedics and a basic. There'll be 3 of us that are on a bike patrol. Obviously, the easiest way to get around town with all these people is going to be on a bike. And having our bike patrol back up and running again, which we used to have several years ago, and now it's running again, will make it easier to have a couple paramedics on scene before even an ambulance probably gets there or can get to them. So we will also have a couple razors. One of them is Bussy has donated their razor, their 4-wheeler, for the day, and then Grinnell Fire Department has also donated theirs for the day for us to use. So we want to thank those departments for letting us use those, but one will be stationed out at the campground. It's going to be impossible to get an ambulance through the campground. If you've got a heart attack on the backside of Marion County Park, you know that 4-wheeler is going to be the easiest way to get there, and then bring them back to the ambulance rather than trying to fight through it with an ambulance. And then we're going to have a razor on the north side by the campground out there, because that's also going to be utilized. So that'd be another way to get through the campground without having an ambulance try to make its way through.
What are the biggest concerns on a day like this? I mean, if it's just, say, in 90 degrees, I imagine heat's probably a concern, but how does this play out in your guys' mind? What are you thinking of as you prep for the entire day?
It depends, you know, obviously the weather. You know, Marshalltown was a worst-case scenario for Rag Bri last year. They had 105 heat index, and they had people dropping like flies from heat exhaustion, heat stroke. We're hoping we don't have that this year, but we're prepared for that, you know, if something like that happens. And then also with people on bikes, you're going to have wrecks. You're going to have minor cuts and, you know, possibilities of broken arms or traumas or whatever. So we've stocked up our supplies and got that ready, and I think we have everybody in the right frame of mind to be what to be looking for. And then you're going to have your normal heart attacks. You're going to have strokes. You're going to have your normal stuff that happens that we deal with on a daily basis. So,
can you kind of talk about what the first aid tent is going to be like too?
Sure. I've enlisted the help of the hospital staff. Amy Hook and Shannon Overton out there have helped organize on the hospital side to get volunteers to help out at the first aid tent. It's going to be more or less a Band-Aid station, ice pack. We want to thank McDonald's. They donated some orange drink and water and cups and coolers for that stuff, so we'll be able to hydrate people as they come in. But it's basically going to be, you know, aspirin and Band-Aids type station. And we have an ambulance that's going to be stationed right next to the first aid tent. So if people come in, we have an ambulance with paramedic right there on scene. We also like to ask if anybody is interested in the community in helping out the first aid tent. We do have a lot of openings there for people, a little 2-hour shifts if they would like to volunteer there, get a t-shirt for volunteering. But I don't expect it to be busy unless we have a 100-degree day. Then, you know, we'll have a lot of people there.
All right. Is there anything either of you two would like to add about Rag Bri here, quick?
Yeah, absolutely. And on the emergency response side of it, too, we have to remember we're turning a city of 8,000 into a city of 30,000 for a day and a half. Things that we have to remember are definitely we're still going to have the calls that go on here in town. We need to keep the access ways open for the fire vehicles that come through. Definitely be cognitive of where you're parking your vehicle. If we do have a vehicle in front of a hydrant, I mean, we do have a fire in that area, most likely those people are going to see their vehicle moved when they come back. You know, also just knowing that the emergency response traffic will be watching out for pedestrians. We will be looking for bikers. We will be making sure, obviously, that we're responding safely. But still, if you see someone coming through with lights and sirens, definitely please get out of the way and let them through. They obviously, you know, have somewhere that they need to be. So I think with the planning that's all happened here in the city, I think this event will go off without a hitch. But just know that, you know, obviously from the emergency response side, we are greatly increasing our occupancy here in the city and need to be a little aware of what we're doing. So
probably something we don't want to forget too is we do have a boat here at the fire department, and that also we've been asked to be below the mile-long bridge for the majority of the influx of riders when they come through. So we will have two of our firefighters manning a boat down below also to help out with RAGBRAI.